Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:33 Greenwich Mean Time. Today is January 15th, and it has been really quite an anxious day on markets today. You had the Dow Jones, the S&P, and the Nasdaq down all over 2%, and the S&P almost 2.5%. Actually, the same with the Nasdaq Composite. And importantly, we have those indices right back down to those August lows, and on a closing basis, they've actually made new lows. But what they really need to do right over the next couple of days is rally quite sharply to offset scope for some further downside. And when we look at those two indices I published there in the interesting chart section today, you have the Dow Jones Euro Stoxx Index and the Europe Stoxx Index. Difference there, of course, being that one is inclusive of the UK and the other one isn't. But the important point is that you have the Europe Stoxx Index breaking down from this top formation. I think people looking for textbook examples will be looking at that as a head and shoulders. And I'm sure there are plenty of people looking at that as a potential medium-term top. So it needs to rally quite smartly in the next couple of days to offset scope for further downside. And I think there will be a lot of investors looking at these levels. Importantly, sentiment right now is really apocalyptically bearish, but we're not seeing any evidence just yet that we've reached a low of near-term significance. There is no evidence of that just yet, although we are seeing a number of indices coming into areas of potential support. For example, Brazil was down over 3.5% today, but at this sort of close to the 60,000 level, it's found support on a number of occasions over the last 6 months. So if we see a bounce in here over the next couple of days, I don't think people will be very, very surprised. But there is no evidence coming in just now to tell us that that is about to happen. And of course, sentiment got another blow in here today with Citigroup writing down 18 billion. And I think that's it's either the biggest write down or the biggest loss recorded by any of the big banks during the credit crisis. And certainly the other important point, of course, being that they haven't told us that that was the last write down, and there could be further write downs in the coming quarters. So that will be weighing on sentiment. And there is also the worry that we'll have other banks having further write-downs, and it's reinforcing that the bearish sentiment. Of course, retail sales today won't have buoyed sentiment very much either. So certainly the credit crisis, or the banking crisis really in the US, is weighing on sentiment. However, when you look at some of the spreads, particularly that TED spread, you can see that that spread has contracted quite considerably over the last couple of months, telling us that risk appetite is returning slowly but surely. And I think I'll have a look at, I haven't looked at the other spreads, particularly the credit spreads, yet today, but I think I'll have a look at those tomorrow. If there's anything interesting, I'll publish some of those. But what we also saw today was in Europe some pretty significant selling pressure, and you had the FTSE down over 3%, same with the IBEX in Spain, and the OMX in Sweden was down over 3.5%. So we're seeing concerted selling pressure right across Europe and across the US. And today in Asia, you had the leading markets, such as the Indonesian markets and the Malaysian markets, being sold really quite considerably. Or, well, I think that that's maybe an overestimate, but they came off their highs quite sharply, and India also came off its high. Of course, they would still need to break their progression of rising lows to damage the integrity of the uptrend, and it was unlikely that they were going to be able to continue to set new high ground against the background of all these other markets experiencing quite concerted selling pressure. Hong Kong was also a worry here. The sentiment regarding Hong Kong has been extremely bullish over the last 6 months. And while some people have been writing off a number of other markets, including India, they've been saying that they see value in Hong Kong. But Hong Kong remains under pressure over, particularly over the last 3 or 4 days. It had a good opportunity to rally early last week and just didn't take it at all and broke down over the last 4 days and is now pressuring the lows that we've seen over the last 4 or 5 months. And again, that is another market that needs to rally quite sharply and get now, I think, back above 28,000 to indicate that the bulls have returned in force to that market. If we do see further rate cuts in the US, of course, there's a hard peg to the Hong Kong dollar, so they will follow through with those rate cuts there. But with that being, I think, probably quite a crowded trade over the last 3 or 4 months, there's potential for it to do nothing very much at all, and potentially even come further back given the trading that we've seen over the last week. So, certainly not a time for new money in the markets. Taiwan was a standout over the last 2 days because you have had a political change there, and there is every chance that the leader of the Kuomintang, Ma, will win the presidential election in a couple of months' time, and that will probably open up Taiwan to greater ties with China, which I think the market is looking for. So, Taiwan is relatively cheap in here at the moment, but I think it's questionable how far it will rally against a background where markets are generally weak. And the gold or the precious metal markets had some selling pressure in here as well. Silver in particular, it closed off its highs yesterday, held up reasonably well early on in the session, although it was very volatile, and closed well off its highs and down, I think, 36 or 38 in here towards the close. So these precious metals had run ahead a little bit over the last couple of weeks, and if we see a little bit of a consolidation around this area, it's probably a healthy thing before they move on to set new high ground. Again, this has been a trade that a number of people have got in on, and the bulls have become increasingly confident. I think that there's a good chance we're going to see a consolidation around this area, and that consolidation is probably going to be really quite volatile. Personally, I'm looking for an opportunity to get back into the precious metals, and I'll be watching them like a hawk over the next week or so, looking for that opportunity to buy back lower. And I think there's a good chance we're going to see them come a little bit lower still before they reassert their uptrend, particularly when you look at silver having broken upwards to new high ground and coming back over the last couple of days. It does look like it's going to consolidate around this area. And oil was down $2.50 today, down to $91, and that continues to look like a consolidation below $100, and it could potentially go on a while longer. $100, of course, being really quite a big round number and a psychological barrier in a lot of people's minds for the oil market. Of course, there are still lots of bullish factors behind the oil price, but it remains extremely likely that it's just going to continue to range around in this area between sort of $80 and $100 and probably break upwards from that range sometime this year, but it's not showing any signs of doing that right away. The dollar was also a bit weaker, sorry, excuse me, the dollar was a bit stronger in here towards the close. The euro had been stronger earlier on in the day, and the pound was strong throughout the day, but the euro gave it up, and the dollar index closed well off its lows today. It's at 75.69, And we continue to see this dollar just ranging around the lows that we've seen earlier on this year. Currencies like the dollar don't just turn around on a coin flip. It turns more like an oil tanker, and it will take time for the dollar to build a base around this area. And I think there's every likelihood that it's going to go and make new lows later on this year. But with, as we've seen in a number of other sell-offs, particularly over the last couple of years, the dollar has firmed a little bit as people sell their foreign currency assets and bring dollars home, potentially to cover losses at home. Excuse me. So that's certainly something that we could see a stronger dollar over the next couple of weeks, but I think it's unlikely that it's going to rally really very, very significantly. And looking at the soft commodities, you had soybeans really quite steady in here today. It was up 5, and that's still very much within its overall uptrend. It hasn't given any signal whatsoever that it's reached a high, and it may be just going through another one of these really rather tight consolidations. The same with corn, gapped up a couple of days ago and has held on to that gain really quite well. So there's no cause to worry with the grains just on their chart action alone. However, when we see selling pressure also being exerted on that other big momentum play, which has been participated in quite considerably by most investors, or by, excuse me, by a lot of investors over the last couple of weeks, that being the precious metals, I think it's unlikely that we're going to see the contagion not spread to the grain markets. So while there's absolutely no evidence just yet that grains are coming under any pressure whatsoever, it's, I think, unlikely that we're not going to see a little bit more volatility there. But then again, I could be wrong, and as I said, there's absolutely no evidence to support it just yet. And treasury markets are also well worthy of mention, because the 30-year hit a new high today at 119.26, and that is really quite considerable strength. And it needed downward dynamic to offset scope for this to push further upwards. We are definitely seeing a flight to quality on both the short and the long end of the curve. And you see those spreads pushing upwards. That is more or less indicating that markets are pricing in further rate cuts. And given what Bernanke has said over the last couple of days, we're probably going to see at least 50 basis points over the next, if not this, the next meeting, but over the next couple of meetings, and potentially even more than that. So with rate cuts in the pipeline and the stock markets selling off, I don't know how far stock markets will sell off when you have rate cuts just lining up out there. Sentiment, of course, is really very, very bearish. But with rate cuts coming out there and a rescue package perhaps being mulled by the Treasury, there does seem to be a light at the end of the tunnel. And while sentiment doesn't see that light, I think it is certainly there. And while stock markets have certainly given us no evidence yet that they are about to rally, there is every chance that we will see a rally in, or at least markets start to steady a little bit in a couple of weeks' time, when we eventually do get these rate cuts, or when we get the stimulus package from the Treasury coming out and a bit of good news. But until then, there are a couple of shorting opportunities out there, I think. And with that, or at least in the short term, with that thought, I will leave you for the evening, but thank you very much for your time.